Oh my goodness. Another day, another guest here on EAA Radio, Attitude Adjustment. Rob, do you know who we have today?
No, Amy, tell me.
Okay.
Because so I can't look across the desk.
There are not a lot of agricultural aviation airplanes here at EAA Air Venture 2016. But this company, Thrush, has brought one of the Monster Mondo coolest machines out there that a pilot can fly, as far as I am concerned. I have a deep, deep love of agricultural application aircraft. Say that three times fast.
No.
Anyhow, today we have Eric Rozek, and he is Vice President of Sales and for Thrush. And you've been that for a long, long time, haven't you?
Yeah, been with the company now 11 years.
So. It's amazing. You've got lots of management and marketing experience, but really, you guys have come up with an incredible campaign that you brought this year to EAA Air Venture, and it's Thrush Feeds the World. And I wanted to hear a little bit more about what you guys are trying to do.
Well, you know, first of all, thanks for having us. We're excited here to be back at Oshkosh now. This is our fourth time that Thrush has been here, and we're just really educating the public of what important role agricultural aviation is to the world. You know, whether it's spraying banana fields in Costa Rica, peanuts in South Georgia, or some of these famous Wisconsin mosquitoes, agricultural aircraft makes our life better. And we're here with our latest aircraft, fully equipped in working condition, so everyone can see the latest technology and thought that goes into every single flight.
These are high-tech turbine machines. This is not the biplane with, you know, some spray things put on the back of it, correct?
It's, you know, we're an airplane, but we're now in agriculture. And, you know, everything in agriculture is precision, using the latest technology, and we incorporate that in on our aircraft. So they're all turbine-powered, they're all GPS-guided. There's some wonderful technology and advancement these aircraft use. And so the pilots that fly agricultural aviation for a living get to fly this wonderful technology with the latest equipment that's constantly evolving to make flights safer and also improve the application of the work they do.
Do you have an integrated AgNav GUI on your birds?
Oh, so, you know, AgNav GUI is one of the GPS manufacturers for the aircraft. That's awesome. We've definitely got some research here. The one that we incorporated on this aircraft is the Satlock G4, which is probably the more popular unit that on the aircraft today. All touchscreen integration. You know, cool things about the GPS systems that are pretty much standard on every aircraft today. They're able to do auto on and off application, so when you hit the field boundary, it automatically turns on your system. They also are able to do variable rate applications, so for field hotspots, they improve the application that goes onto it. So we incorporate this technology and able to provide better, more precise work to the growers that we supply food for, or we supply application for.
Well, if people have not seen an ag pilot at work, I had a chance to watch one a couple of years ago, and I just planted myself in the car and got out and watched this. And the precision, certainly, I mean, in terms of applying whatever the product is, but the flying that's involved for an ag pilot down at 10 feet off the ground, up and back. I mean, is there equipment now in the cockpit that helps the pilot kind of keep track of not just where the product is going to go down, but, you know, obstacles around the area or anything like that?
Yeah, there's latest. First of all, they have some of the coolest jobs in the world because they get to pay to go fast and low for a living in a flying stick and rudder, which, you know, is always cool. But a lot of the stuff that you mentioned today is the laser altimeter, which helps you with your height above the canopy of the crop, because we spray a wide variety of different applications, a wide variety of different crops that might have a different application rate, whether it's a fungicide or a herbicide. But on average, rule of thumb is on a good swag is 15 feet above the top of the canopy is where the aircraft spray. And another advantage of the aircraft itself is that when it sprays over the field, you have the downwash of the airplane. So what it helps is it moves the crops so you get better penetration of the crops, which helps the application and the yields of the crop products itself. So that's one of the big things that what's so cool about us being at Oshkosh, we're at the NAAA booth, which is we're at our ag association, and we're actually there with our competitor from Texas, which is Air Tractor. So we're here as the two, there's only two turbine-powered agricultural manufacturers in the world. And we're both here together joining forces to promote the industry and show people here what important role we do. And also, you know, we're in the recruitment business this week. We need pilots. We need that next generation of pilots to come help fly the agricultural aircraft around the world. And this way they get to see it firsthand, experience the aircraft, and see all everything that goes into a flight.
I know you guys are very proactive about that. You've got at least one scholarship that I know of for agricultural application with women in aviation.
Oh, it's an honor to partner with a wonderful association like Women in Aviation. So we sponsor a $10,000 agricultural aviation scholarship that is awarded each year. And it's helped really promote the industry to get people there. As you well know, some of the barriers right now, the flight and flight training, it's a lot of it's financially related. So us to provide those resources to help the next generation of pilots and provide those resources is something we're very proud of.
How in the world do you learn to be an ag pilot?
Well, first of all, you got to have a love for aviation. One of the big things that we recommend people when they go through this process is really the biggest hurdle is your tailwheel time, your tailwheel experience. So you got to be a commercially rated pilot. So when you make that decision to go there, we always recommend to build as much tailwheel time as you can to put yourself in a position to be successful. And another thing about our industry, the majority of our industry is smaller companies, organizations that operate these, and there's a wonderful mentorship program within our association. So when they see you come on board, you usually start a lot of times as a loader. So your first season is loading the airplane, learning the various applications, the various different crops that the pilot sprays, and then you kind of make your transitions into the various aircraft and eventually move yourself up to a turbine-powered agricultural aircraft.
Okay, so the turbine time really isn't the barrier to entry at all, is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, it's an obstacle, but you know, a lot of the insurance companies out there, the agriculture safety record's stronger and better than it's ever been before, and that's a lot of because of the equipment is more reliable, and that really starts with the engine. They're all turbine powered now, more reliable, more stable. And as you saw with our aircraft today, we have a tremendous amount of wing area. We have over 365 feet of square wing area. So it's a very stable aircraft, very stable platform. And actually a lot of your time when you do your ag training is working with the GPS system and coordinating that.
I understand. The AgNav GUI is such a cool product because they can actually set in their flight planning on the ground and figure out what they've got to spray, and it draws the lines, it does all the work for them, and it will even give them a beeline to get to where they start. I had the opportunity to fly with the Lee County Mosquito Control District, which is one of the largest in the world, and get some time watching how both their helicopter applicators and they have a TP3, which is a very interesting turbine conversion DC3 that comes out of South Africa, I believe. They've also got a bunch of King Airs, but they use that product and they use it really, really well. They also use night vision goggles, which I don't know whether Thresh has a system to do that for the people who are spraying for mosquitoes.
I'm very excited that you brought that up. We, just this past year, the Thrush is the first manufacturer that we have an STC for night vision goggles, night vision work. There's a tremendous amount of advantages of flying at night. One, no fields, no workers in the fields. Your wind conditions are less wind and drift. And then also the heat of the day it builds, where you eliminate a lot of those variables when you fly at night. So we have a full night working package on the aircraft that you can fly with, and also now with the MVG integration is something that we're very excited with in regards to the industry.
But this makes becoming an aerial applicator even more complicated. One of the things that I learned too is that every state requires some kind of licensing.
That's
for aerial applicators.
So not only are you a pilot, you're a certified application license. You have your pesticide license, which is very cool because you're not just doing a job or a mission. you're understanding what you're doing, what a role it plays, and what exactly are you're applying. So you're almost a certified agronomist in regards to what the work you do, because you're really understanding the big picture, what role your aircraft plays. And that's one of the bigger things that has changed in the industry since I've been there the last 10 years, the amount of chemistry that goes into every single load. As a world, we have more and more pressure to produce more yield for crop for every acre that we grow. So now the chemistry that goes into every single application that we apply, they're applying more different variations, more different experts, more different research has gone into it to increase these yields. And so every time we spray a pass, having the applicator, since he's a certified license, he understands everything that goes into it, and he's providing the resources in a proper manner.
And he respects the chemicals, which is really, really important, because if those chemicals aren't applied properly, and if there's a problem, you can create an EPA site.
That's great. Well, first of all, the label is the law, so we follow the label in regards to all of our application. But a lot of the GPS system has really helped a lot of those controls, because when we spray, you get a printout of what you sprayed, your application, your time, your wind condition, all your variables. So it has you have a pretty much a recording of everything you've done during that day and that mission. So if any questions come over later on and through the process, you understand where they are. But we're certified applicators. We're very important in regards to drift and drift control, drift eradication. We told each one of the airplanes are calibrated each year, so you know exactly what your swath pattern is. Make sure you don't have any streaks to your field. It's just a normal routine from a business cycle, what aerial applicators do.
Where are people going to find out more about becoming an ag pilot or more about Thrush aircraft?
So our national association is NAAA. It's agaviation.org, and they have a wonderful opportunity of what the role our ag aviation plays in agricultural cycle, and also some information in regards to the various schools and resources for ag aviation there. Our Women in Aviation Scholarship is on the Women in Aviation site. And one thing we're doing this year, too, is we're taking the Thrush 510P that we have here at Oshkosh. We're taking on a summer tour later on this year, the different parts of the country, to let applicators fly the airplane firsthand. And we're also raising money that we're planning on using for additional scholarship program to help the pilot shortage.
Terrific, terrific. That website for the scholarships is wai.org. And where can they find you on the field? Where's the airplane located?
So we're actually very close to where we're located. We're at the NAAA booth, and that's where our booth number is 440. And we're going to be here all week with our team and members from our association. So we're very excited to be here.
Eric, thank you so much for coming to talk with us on EAA Radio 96.5 FM and 1210 AM.